Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hope of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
There's nothing wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
Welcome back to Dank and Deadly, where spooky stoners discuss how terrifyingly good films relate to horrifying aspects of real life. I'm your host, Ree.
And I'm Ace.
And today, we are doing something a little different. We will be talking a little bit about the 2007 film P2 to continue our holiday festivities. But this will just be a mini brief episode from us, and then you'll hear a snippet from the full episode, which will be our discussion with Slash Her over on their podcast. We were featured for P2 over there.
Cool.
With our faves in reverse. Flip it in reverse it. So y'all get a double dose of Dank and Deadly and Slash Her collaborating this week. Hope y'all had as much fun listening as we did recording. Lots of laughs, lots of just
drinks,
holiday shenanigans.
You can definitely tell that we're intoxicated. I think me and Stormy like took it.
It was great. Such a fun time. Really always fun. So we're not gonna like deep dive over here because we did it with them. Right. So we're pretty much gonna tell you about the drink that I made for this. It is called the Christmas Ruining Sangria. If you've seen it, you know it is referenced multiple times that somebody is ruining Christmas. But of course, it's not the person who's saying. Like, it's not. Y'all watch is all I have to say. So it is a sangria, a sparkling red wine sangria with apple brandy, pomegranate, peach, apples, and some cinnamon, you know, some holiday spice stuff in there. Definitely inspired by the fact that I believe Thomas would be serving cheap red wine. And the actual wine that I used is called Cold Duck. And I feel like that's a reference to Angela being, one, a sitting duck. And bitch, she had to have been cold. Like, sitting in fucking New York in those temperatures, in that dress, yeah, and everything that happened to her.
Mm-hmm. And she was wet. Yeah.
Cold as hell. She must have been cold. Yeah. So this is an homage to Angela and bitch-ass Thomas. And yeah. So,
you know, Thomas does seem like a box of wine type of guy.
Like, whenever he was talking, like, whatever wine he got from wherever the fuck he is, California, I know that shit was like $5. Like, I literally enjoy this wine at this $5, $5 to $8. I don't care. I'm just saying. He's a cheap bitch who's not trying to impress anybody, really. He's just trying to force you into some weird ass shit.
There you go.
Merry Christmas. But of course, I have linked this in the show notes on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Y'all mix it up, sip with us through this little snippy snip, and, you know, with Slasher, when y'all listen over there. So, any overall thoughts that you have? I guess we'll just go ahead and drop spoiler alert real quick. Okay, so we're going to get into it, probably some spoilers on the snippet. We're going to talk a little bit about it before that. So, spoiler alert, right now it is streaming on Pluto, Vudu, and Amazon Prime for free, YouTube, Apple TV, Google TV for like $3.99. So go ahead and slide up in there.
100.
And get it.
Well, for one, this should definitely be in your Christmas rotation. Me, it would be in my, like, just whenever I feel like it rotation. I can watch this year round. But, man, the fucking the ratings are not good on this movie. I don't know why. Mother. It's so low. Like, they're... Rotten Tomatoes gave it 35. Like, what?
35? That's unacceptable.
Come on.
That's a little unacceptable.
And I knew Thomas' face. Like, I didn't know where. But the fucking Hunger Games. I mean, that fucking mustache beard shit.
The dude from the Capitol. Yeah, they're like Silas or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, he is that. He's in American Horror Story. I'm sure he's played another dangerous white man in a bunch of things. He just has that face. Mm, yeah. But yeah, this movie, I wish I could watch Christmas movies all year round, because this is probably just overall one of my favorite horror movies. And Angela, like I said, is definitely my favorite final girl across the board.
She's like, lit.
Top. It's Angela, then Sally. I don't know, maybe one day I'll do a final girl ranking. I think that could be fun. Yeah. But, yeah, and the way that they incorporate Christmas into this is really well, through all the music, and even that scene of him with the, like, singing the blue Christmas, the Elvis thing. Right. Oh, that is such a good scene.
Got the Santa suit on. He's dancing
that's
with the bear.
Not even his. That is her Santa suit and her bear. That's probably for one of her fucking nephews.
This man is disrespectful. Like, seriously.
The fact that he made her call her family, that's what I'm saying, would not happen. I'm not about to call my family and just be like, oh yeah, I'm sick. And I'm about to be like, no, please.
Like, don't look for me. Like, fuck that. Like, shit. I'll say that address so bad. Write it down, write it down.
Yo, if you find me dead, you find me dead. And if you don't find me dead, you still know I'm dead, because I told you where the fuck I was, and then I wasn't there and I disappeared.
Where would you? When I needed you.
That's it.
But goddamn, this is a great movie. I mean, just... I hate the way, you know, the only part I do not like, but it had to be done, was the dog. I don't want to get too much into that, because it's saddening for me.
Yeah, but the dog does die in this one. For sure, Zeus.
It's a cute-ass rock brawler. Like,
it is.
But it had to go.
A brutal-ass scene, too. It had, like, to for go. Real, y'all. It
bloody.
Trigger fucking warning for the dog dying.
Yeah. Is bloody,
but she did what she had to do, like
final girl shit, like, for real. That's why it's on the top.
I,
like,
can't,
gotta do what you gotta do, like, sorry,
I can't,
you gotta go,
like,
gotta go.
I hate it, but you know.
No, she was on some boss shit, bro. How she ended it too, like, on some boss shit. I think she's in my top, no doubt. We should do a ranking. That'd be cool as fuck.
I think a final goal ranking would definitely be fun. Yeah. Y'all definitely check out P2. It is wild. It has, like, kind of all the fears. Parking garage, dark places, yeah. Being drugged. Like, the whole shit about this is just terrifying. Being stalked.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Icky.
This, like I said, the atmosphere already got me, because, like, the elevators, you know what I'm saying, the dark ass parking lots, nobody want to be in a parking lot, let alone dark. Have you ever been in the fucking non-lit parking lot?
That shouldn't exist.
That's like, where Slenderman, like,
that's where Slenderman,
that's where he lives,
in the shadows.
Every single,
well, you're under the one lit, like, fucking parking lot.
Right.
Slenderman's over there chilling next to the trees and cars and shit.
Just peeping at you. Damn, I want to watch Lights Out now. What the fuck?
Diane also could be her. Or whatever the Darkness Falls lady, the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is about P2, so.
Yeah.
Lots of Christmas, like we said, all throughout this. He's in a Santa suit with her toys. They play Christmas music. The opening literal song is Santa Baby.
Right.
There's lots of... They really assault you. And look, I said this in the other episode, but for real, it really starts off like you're watching that typical Lifetime movie where the woman's just always working and she's gonna be late to Christmas with her family, and you just think that some man, like some random ass man, is gonna like meet her and like teach her the value of like, family for Christmas or whatever. Like, you think, oh, she's gonna get snowed in, and then she's gonna get snowed in with one of her coworkers, yeah, who's like this wild dude who like, yeah, you, that's what you think is gonna happen. Like,
you are wrong. You are completely wrong.
I mean, it takes that trope and completely flips it on its head. He definitely thinks that he can make her life better, but he does not.
He does not at all.
Kidnapping and drugging someone, and that's what I said. He's trying to make up for it with like a microwaved ass dinner and some cheap red wine. Like, yeah, sir, my ankle is chained to a chair.
Yeah,
a table. Like,
but this wine though. Like, put the microwave on the right temperature.
Exactly. Like, what are y'all even talking about?
Yeah, he. I don't know what the hell he was on. He was on some bullshit. People. Why don't we talk more? Y'all don't talk at all. Yeah. So, yeah, you probably have a whole bunch of fantasies in your head that that you like had conversations with her or some shit. You know, some real mental things. And yeah, she don't feel that way, especially when she's chained to a fucking table. So, you know, with a watchdog watching her. You know,
all because he doesn't want to spend Christmas alone.
And like, you dressed, and you undressed her, and dressed her.
Like, I don't know. I know you're a stranger, but, like, if you had really just, she, you know, her car was broken down, blah, blah, blah. If you had really helped her, do you think that she would have been like, if you would have just been like, oh, it sucks to be here, like, blah, blah, I'm lonely. Do you think she wouldn't be like, eh, you just help me out, you can come here with cool. my family. Like, why was that never an option? Or, to just be nice, for real.
Or it could have been, like, simply as y'all could have talked more after that. Like, she could have been like, come the next day,
thanks,
you know, thanks.
And for helping me,
start
yeah.
start a like conversation. And shit. It could have been like that. That would've been cool.
You're just gonna kidnap him, and
it's chloroformed.
All of, there's so the kills in here are so gruesome too. Like, like I said, they do not go with the typical Lifetime.
Oh no.
I feel like that's definitely what they were going for. Like, that's what they were trying to do. And it kind of does give the same tone as those movies, but it's obviously, like, better done, well acted. Not, maybe not somebody's actual story that they're exploiting, but, you know. Like, but that tone, you know.
Yeah, I don't know much about Lifetime because I always, like, click it off. But, you know, I'm going to trust that.
Listen out. The white melodrama is escapism, for real. Mm. Except there is a Black Lifetime movie. I'll show you, go watch it. I literally don't even remember what it's called, but it's on Hulu. It's, yeah, same thing. A woman that's so into her work, she's, like, not paying attention to her family, and then meets a man. All that shit. Anyway.
I need, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson after like, my husband died in a car wreck. Y'all ever seen fucking, what's that? Was that Dire Mad Black Woman? Which one is that?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Y'all, so it's with Janet Jackson and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, that's...
I've never seen them in a movie together.
Bro. Okay, please tell me if y'all know which one that is. I don't know, but yeah, the bullshit like that. Like, click off.
I don't know about that.
You know, Tyler, he has his group of people that likes his shit, okay?
I mean, he qualifies as Lifetimey.
I mean,
but like, I don't know, it's just not, I don't know.
That's it's the not. First thing I think about.
I guess Lifetime is less overtly Christian, so I can tolerate it better. But you know, anyway, this is about P2.
Yes.
So since we've gotten off topic anyway, let's go ahead and get into a little snippet from tomorrow/ers episode tomorrow. Make sure to pull up on that.
No doubt. Show support, please.
Yes. Give them a like, rating, yes. Follow, 5 fucking stars, y'all. Of course.
other options?
No. Follow them on all social medias. We're going to include all of that in the show notes below. So, here's your snippet.
Get to it.
He's so calm for a good portion of this movie that it's creepy. Mm-hmm. Like, she's blowing him off left and right, and he's just like, he's not even absorbing like what she's saying. He's just like, well, anyways, I'm thinking possibly I could give you this dry ass fucking turkey sauce from a can. You should be grateful that I offered it to you.
Like, when she's talking about the book, and she's literally looking around like, you cannot be serious,
right?
Like, she's like, I visibly do not give a shit. And you're talking about this book. Like,
into it, too. In full detail. Her face is just blank. Like, are you, like, telling me things I obviously don't care about?
Yes. He kept trying to turn it into
like, just want to know where you're from. Yeah. Just want to know where Berkeley is.
While I'm fucking, like, my ankles tied to chained to a goddamn table, and I'm going to sit here and have this conversation right now.
You knocked me out, dressed me in different clothes, and you want to ask about, like, where I grew up?
After I said I had somewhere to be. Like, sir.
And like, dressing me, that's the part. Like, all of it is the part, but dressing me is the part. Or that's super
cool. And the fact that he video taped it with what and where and
why.
Like, there was no indication of a video camera outside of the parking garage.
Yeah. This is his apartment, so it's somewhere in there because he, like, fully he lives in this little office.
Full 13 cameras.
Does he even really work there? Or just he, ooh, did he, like, knock out the real guard?
He murdered
him. I'm really wondering. Like,
and nobody cares
that he's just fully in the closet somewhere.
And nobody
is the janitor, but for the night.
Yeah, yeah.
The boss told me to relieve you and then just knock him the fuck out.
The boss.
It's Carl. Carl didn't deserve any of that.
He didn't. What a nice guy Carl is. He didn't even look dead to me, to be honest, when he popped up. So the actor, maybe it was just the actor, but he fully was breathing and stuff. So I was like, is Carl alive? The first time I watched this movie, he never shows up again after his body's tossed on top of an elevator.
No, he literally shows up to say goodbye, dies, never seen again.
He pops up like, I'm the other security guard here, and we never see him again. So I wonder when he killed Carl, because I don't understand. We also find out, obviously, he gets this man who's harassing Angela and like ties him up and has him down in the parking garage. I'm like, when did you do all this? Like, he's doing this all on Christmas Eve. He's ready. He has this all planned out. Because apparently he's like been stalking her for a minute, it sounds like.
Like, to know her car and everything, where she usually parks, things like that. But
he knows all about her family.
Yes, the family names. That freaks me out. I was like, sir.
He is a creep. Like,
definitely research.
Wes Bentley, like, he gives off serial killer. Just in general.
He does.
Just definitely why he has the other roles that he has. But
right.
He always does good to play a little
creepy,
a little crazy entitled white man.
Yeah. Like, also, apparently he was.
At some point.
Oh, go ahead, Sonny.
I was gonna say, at some point, I feel like most of these actors like aren't acting anymore. Yeah. So
Matthew McConaughey, Next Generation.
Any chance we get, shame on it.
But yeah, no, especially certain people. Like, some people I just believe are just generally assholes. Yeah. Like, and they want to be that on camera, so. Yeah.
What scares me about him in this movie, though, is apparently, like, he gave an interview not too long, it was a long time ago now, but he gave an interview after this movie where, like, he was talking about, like, how he was, like, literally addicted to heroin and cocaine around the time that he was filming this movie.
Jesus.
Because he had, like, a long time addiction with those drugs. So he was addicted to that shit when he was making this movie. So that, to me, makes his performance, like, even scarier.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially with how, like, sweaty he is.
Yes! That's how he starts, like, breaking to screaming. It's like, oh, triggered. I was so triggered by that. So
it's fully the middle of winter, and he's acting like he's in Vegas in the middle of July. Pouring sweat.
Pop the cup of Molly.
Yeah. Like, oh, maybe that's why he, like, not he, makes sense. Not Wes Bentley, but like the character. Like, he thinks, like, what is that? He thinks that this is logical. Like,
right.
You just are kidnapping someone and you think they want to be near you. And the fact that you consciously called their family to be like, you need an alibi for where you are, like, you know, this is wrong. Yeah. But like,
he tries to like
something
convince himself he's doing good things, especially like when he kills that guy who like harassed her. He's like, oh, he touches mm-hmm. everybody in this building, and like I've seen him do it to a whole bunch of girls. He deserves to die.
Yeah.
So like he tries to justify his actions, but and like
he's gone to HR.
Yeah.
The murder.
Been a witness for the people who met. That would have helped probably.
That man's death though was gnarly as fuck.
Yeah,
I love it. It's amazing.
He was like, I'm gonna take him for a ride and start pushing the car. I was like, I fully knew he was gonna run him over, but I thought he was just gonna like gas it and hit him, not fucking push him down a ramp. And then
that shit. He literally rammed into him until his head exploded.
Dude, like, yes, he popped like a
tomato. His intestines, the kielbasa sausages.
They really, this is like a fairly bloody one for sure.
That
whole scene is so anxiety inducing, like the back and forth, and him like with the flashlight is also like so brutal. Just like
the way he, oof.
Yeah, because those flashlights are heavy.
That was a giant ass flashlight. Yeah,
those bitches are heavy.
Do some damage. Especially when you're a psychopath.
I mean, how would you guys play into this shit? Because like when she first wakes up after being like fucking chloroformed and knocked the fuck out, and like you're just chained to a fucking table, like she first kind of reacts like a little bit aggressively towards him, and then she tries to like play into it. I feel like I would probably just try to play into it as long as I can, even though I would want to like beat the shit out of him immediately.
For sure.
I don't know. How would y'all handle it?
I don't think I have a play into it, Bone. As soon as he called my family, I would be like, yeah, I'm at work. Like, hello. Someone come pick me up. Get me. This man is like fucking literally changed. It wouldn't even, you would have to kill me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't have the self preservation to try and play into this white man's games. Right away, I'm going to act aggressively. I'm going to stab everything into your body.
And like then, the fork was not enough. She probably should have done a couple stabs.
Like straight to his fucking head. Like,
I would have just played it like cool. Like, oh yeah, I'm playing with it. Yeah, I love you too. And then, like, that fork though, I would have did like a slicing a movement or something like that. Like, I'll try to get the juggler or something. I would have just picked my spot.
Yeah, not in your shoulder.
Yeah, that's like the worst place to stab him. And she's a badass. Again, Angela's badass, and she does a lot of stuff in this movie that's like
she did smart. Thing.
Yeah, super cool. But that was the one thing I was like, you should have like straight to the eye or something. I don't know. But kick his ass.
Something like that.
But beyond that, she's a badass. She'd be kicking ass. She is so fucking cool. Even like the small little detail when that guy gets ran over and she's in the car and she like takes off her heels before she starts running. She's very smart. Like they make sure to show us that because, you know, they like to have women in horror movies like running around in like
running.
Yeah. And like the most ridiculous outfits. So I like the little tidbit because she's super cool. Yeah, the aesthetic. I live for the aesthetic, trust me. But I like that little tidbit because she's pretty cool.
And her like taking out the cameras with the axe. He's clearly not intelligent because he left the axe. He's not a good serial killer.
Yes, he is. He's kind of stupid. But it's because he's in love. Does.
Obsession.
Yeah, he's in a lot.
Stalking.
So crazy.
But yeah, she does a lot of great things. Even, I mean, you know, the dog. Unfortunately, it's a very, and that is one of the most like brutal scenes for sure. Like
the one scene that really freaks me out is probably the most simple thing. But when her fucking fingernail comes off, I hate that shit. It hurts.
It doesn't
so much.
Even seem like it should have. Like, are you reaching for your phone now?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Billy scratches the ground and her finger's like, oh, I'm like,
what type of brittle fingernails?
Exactly. Like, take some vitamins.
I was about to say, she needs more vitamins in her life. because it touched the ground and it popped off. I was like, what?
A Walmart sticker is
fucking. Look at that. She just pulls it. Like, I hate it.
I mean, that's the worst hangnail that you can ever imagine. So.
Like, were those even fake? Like, I was like, maybe it's an acrylic and, you know, whatever. But, like,
the whole thing comes off.
It was too perfect. It was way too fucking perfect how it came off. But it still made me uneasy. That shit was still a little much.
Well, I hope from that y'all tune in tomorrow. It was such a fun conversation. Hilarious. Tons of just... That movie is wild. And that's kind of the theme of the two movies we did with them. Just kind of opposite styles of wild. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy
holidays. All the holidays that everyone is celebrating. And apparently Gondas is happy holidays. Yep. Well, we don't know if we're doing anything for New Year's. Who knows? We may drop a something, maybe a little nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe your gift will be that you don't have to hear us. I don't know.
You've been blessed. We done blessed this mic, nigga.
But but if we don't do anything, January will be B movies. New Year, newbies.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's great. Newbies. Buzz, buzz.
There's going to be some B movies in that bitch.
You already know there's some fucking beef. No, that's Boss with the gang.
What? The gang?
The yellow gang.
The yellow gang.
Dude with the dreads, black dude with the dreads, and it was like Wasps and shit. Big Wasps. What's that?
What?
It's on Tubi.
I literally don't know.
It's something Swami, like
the tsunami.
Yeah,
that was gangs.
I think it was like there was one wearing yellow. It was like a black girl. It was like
I remember a tsunami. I just don't remember gangs, but.
I remember that like in
the beginning. I don't know why. I just don't remember there being anything about gangs.
It doesn't matter. But there are some B movies.
There's
with
Blood Honey. There's Stung.
Yeah.
There's who knows. But yeah, we're gonna be diving into what I consider the beginning of horror movies because all old horror movies are given B. Mm. Why? Because you know, effects weren't necessarily there. They had to rig some shit. Sometimes it looks a little wonky. Because, they were working with what they had. So, bees are a staple in horror. So just accept it. May have some guests from some other lovely podcasts. Some friends who also love bees. So, if y'all have any recommendations for some B-movies, absolutely hit us up with those.
Please.
Like, 125,000%.
Let me tell you something.
Send us.
This is somebody that likes Velocipaster, okay? Like, I want shit that I'm just scratching my head. But I want it kind of entertaining, you know what I'm saying? But that's the standards. That's the bar right there. That's what I'm saying. That's the bar. So, you know what I'm saying? Lower it for me.
Yeah. Seriously, trash-ass horror movies are my shit. Send them this way. Y'all saw my watches this month. Y'all saw those three shark movies.
Yeah.
And Basic Instinct smashed up in there. So, that is literally my taste. Bisexual murderers and trash shark movies. That's the two. That's where I'm at. That's it. Thank you and good night. Like I said, y'all, happy holidays. And yeah,
definitely check out that episode on /her
and hit them up on the socials
and tell them we sent you.
And hit us up on the socials. And we know we sent you. So, see you later.
Peace out, yeah.
like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at Dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod, and on Instagram at Dank, deadly underscore pod. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at Dank, the letter N, deadly chats at gmail.com.